When mass gatherings were prohibited due to the pandemic, most summer festivals called it a wrap. That would have been the case for the 51st Oregon Country Fair. But then some tech-savvy volunteers came up with a safe alternative. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert introduces us to the virtual fair and some of the people who made it a digital reality.
My name is Alicia Adamson, and I am known as SALT. That's what people call me.
SALT is a longtime volunteer with the external security crew at FAIR. In early May, right around the time when they would be gearing up for the massive outdoor event, they realized Oregon Country Fair would be canceled.
This is a big deal. Some of us have been doing FAIR our whole lives, and we have strong emotional attachments to each other.
SALT and other volunteers started brainstorming ways to be able to still reconnect virtually. Turns out her crew includes a few techies.
The idea that we could create something, anything, that would bring us all together that wasn't a Zoom meeting was compelling.
One crew member has been working on a virtual version of the entire planet, so he had detailed maps of the fairgrounds in Veneta. SALT took on project management, some graphic designers joined, and they started building. Pretty soon, SALT thought,
well, if we pull this off, why can't we do this for FAIR?
They could, and they did. Inside the fairgrounds in Veneta, the winding path is shaped like a figure eight. Builders of virtual FAIR needed a crew name, so...
Of course, it had to be called the Matrix, right?
What's in a name? At OCF, a lot. Whimsy, irony, puns. The 3D experience is called FAIR in the Clouds. SALT says that name taps into the ephemeral nature of the event, and they use cloud services and servers to create the virtual site. You know.
Techie stuff.
A virtual fair visit begins from the landing located on the Oregon Country Fair website. For the 3D experience, you'll need a digital personification.
When you first get through the Peach Portal, you will be asked to select an avatar, and there's the default little robot avatar. But the other thing you can do is go make a custom avatar out of a selfie of you.
Then you're fair ready.
The entry point, Peach Gate, is where you start. You know, we surrounded it with a skybox of clouds, and then once you get into the fair, you're surrounded in a skybox of forest.
Welcome to the 51st Oregon Country Fair!
And just like that, you're in Dragon Plaza.
And you will see the dragon. Then you can, if you want to head to your right, you could go into Xavanadu. We actually have a replica of the dance pavilion. Let's see, from Xavanadu, you could head over to Jill's Crossing and see
okay.
the bridges.
Okay, so maybe you aren't feeling your inner avatar just yet. There are multiple ways to experience FAIR virtually, including the web map. Rosanna Costello is with the FAIR cartography crew.
It's like you're hovering, flying over the Country Fair site, and all you do is pan and zoom, and in doing so, different features pop up.
You can click on food booths and artisans booths and stages like Blue Moon or Maine. There are photos and videos embedded throughout the web map. Costello says it's a lot like using MapQuest, so not much technical skill needed.
All it requires is an internet connection and either your iPhone or a computer laptop.
Costello has been a FAIR volunteer for 25 years. She says she built the maps to help maintain connections.
To connect visitors with artisans, with the performers. It's a way to bring that community together again.
Crystalline Frank appreciates this. She attended her first FAIR while still in utero and grew up hanging out in Community Village where her dad runs the info booth.
Just like the normal Country Fair, everybody is kind of working together to put this huge endeavor on, and it does feel kind of like FAIR magic.
The traditional Oregon Country Fair is a major revenue generator for the organization and the Fern Ridge community. With no budget this year, the entire virtual event has been volunteer-driven. For Frank, it was important to provide a virtual venue for Eugene Saturday Market and OCF artisans to sell their handmade wares.
We're really hoping that people will shop with these incredible artists that normally make a significant part of their livelihood through our event.
There is a message on the OCF website that reads, "While we want to hold hands, we will instead hold space for hope for each other and for this community, that under the bleakest of circumstances, there is beauty and light, that shine through. During this weekend's three-day free streaming festival, from the safety of home, virtual fairgoers may just find something real to celebrate. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.